From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Dutch Ambassador Lambert Grins said the Netherlands and Indonesia are strong partners. Minister Johnny G. Plate said in the ASEAN summit can boost regions' economic resilience. And here is the news in detail. The Dutch Embassy in Indonesia organized a reception of the King's Day at Erasmus Huis in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Dutch Ambassador to Indonesia, Lambert Grins, invited multiple guests such as Indonesian government officials, company representatives, NGOs, journalists, and the Dutch community to join the event. In his welcoming speech, Ambassador Lambert Grins said Indonesia and Netherlands are strong partners. He also said the Netherlands is one of the largest European investors and trade partners to Indonesia and ASEAN.
We are strong partners. We are one of the largest European investors and trade partners to Indonesia and to ASEAN. And we are the destination of more than 3,000 students from ASEAN every year. And we hope that Indonesia can also be the Netherlands gateway into ASEAN to help us elevate our friendship with ASEAN to an even stronger partnership.
The Dutch Ambassador Lambert Grins also said in health sector, the Netherlands and Indonesia have a very close relationship. It is reflected, for instance, in another Dutch trade mission on health later this month to Jakarta and Surabaya, with quite a few Dutch companies very eager to invest in the country. The King's Day was actually celebrated every April 27th. In Netherlands, it is a public holiday. This year, the day coincides with the Eid holiday in Indonesia. Therefore, the King's Day was celebrated on May 3, 2023. The celebrations also took place in Medan and Surabaya on May the 5th and in Bali on May the 8th, together with the Dutch honorary consulates. Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny G. Plate has said that Indonesia's ASEAN chairmanship this year has the potential to boost regional economic resilience. He also remarked that Indonesia is facing the impact of intensifying geopolitical rivalry, the influence of the Ukraine war on food and energy security and financial stability, as well as the slow post-pandemic global economic recovery. He described the current condition as an opportunity to build a positive perspective and mutual optimism in running the ASEAN chairmanship. Minister Plate for the SAT, he expects that the 42nd ASEAN summit will run well and be as successful as the G20 summit last year. Indonesia has launched the ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum as the flagship program of its 2023 ASEAN Chairmanship to strengthen collaboration in the Indo-Pacific region. Some of the forum's activities include Creative Economic Forum, Infrastructure Forum, ASEAN Business and Investment Summit, and Youth Conference on Digital Economy to support SDGs or Sustainable Development Goals. The ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum is a collaborative step towards maintaining economic stability in the region. In 2019, Indonesia initiated the ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific to promote ASEAN centrality, openness, transparency, inclusiveness, a principles-based framework, good governance, respect for sovereignty, and a non-intervention policy. It also seeks to promote mutual respect and mutual trust in the region, supported by underlying cooperation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and members of United States Congress discussed increasing partnerships and economic cooperation between the two countries. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, in her statement after accompanying President Joko Widodo in receiving the visit of 8 members of United States Congress at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, explained that during the meeting, the President emphasized the importance of the issue market access.
Karena Bapak Presiden menyatakan bahwa kerjasama ekonomi selalu menjadi.
The President said that economic cooperation has always been a priority for Indonesia. He emphasized that the importance of the issue of market access and non-discriminatory treatment of Indonesian goods exported to the United States.
Ekspor Indonesia ke Amerika Serikat.
Minister Retno Marsudi further stated that the meeting also discussed the importance of carrying out a limited free trade agreement between Indonesia and the U.S. in the near future. President Joko Widodo also hopes the generalized system of preferences facility will receive support to be continued for Indonesia. On that occasion, he expressed his appreciation for the U.S. support for Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN. Indonesia really appreciates the support of the U.S. as an important partner for ASEAN. The war between the Sudanese military forces and the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary was an upheaval of rebel groups who wanted to overthrow the democratic government that was in power in Sudan. This resulted in hundreds of Indonesian citizens studying and working in Sudan having to be evacuated. Sudanese Ambassador to Indonesia Yasir Mohamed, in a press conference at his residence in Jakarta on Wednesday, regarding the latest developments in the political and security situation of his country, said his side continues to maintain communication with the Indonesian government regarding the conditions and conflict in Sudan. In fact, he wants to hold a meeting with the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi. Ambassador Yasir also said that Indonesian citizens who are in Sudan, especially students, have been evacuated
to Indonesia. Now I think most of them are back safely, Indonesian students. And inshallah, after things are settled, they will go back to Sudan to continue their studies. By the way, we have a big number of Indonesian students.
In addition, Ambassador Yasir also explained that his side would request humanitarian assistance from international forums regarding the situation in Sudan, considering that many hospitals were destroyed in the capital of Sudan, Khartoum. In fact, he also wanted to also meet Indonesian Minister of Health Budi Gunadi and try to find other support. Indonesia is hosting the regional workshop on ensuring quality of medicines from contaminated substances, organized by the World Health Organization's Regional Office for Southeast Asia, or WHO-0, in Jakarta on May the 2nd until the 4th, 2023. 11 WHO-0 member countries have joined the workshop, including Indonesia, Bangladesh, Bhutan, North Korea, India, Maldives, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Thailand, and East Timor. The workshop, which has been organized in a hybrid format, aims to encourage all members to apply a risk-based approach to ensure the quality of manufactured drugs and strengthen their regulatory system. Deputy Governor of East Nusa Tenggara, Joseph Naisoy, stated that no tourism destinations in the province, including Labuan Bajo, are closed during the 2023 ASEAN Summit, to be held on May the 9th until 11th. However, he explained that there might be indeed a restriction in certain areas for tourists. For example, during the visits of the heads of state, there will definitely be adjustment for the welcoming security. During the 42nd ASEAN Summit, delegates consisting of heads of state, heads of institutions, and the media will visit a number of locations. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Consulate General in San Francisco, Pramoda Toraja, in a cultural and tourism promotion event held at Wisma Indonesia, San Francisco, United States of America on Saturday. Based on information from the Indonesian Consulate General in San Francisco, received by Antara on Monday, the promotion entitled Exploring Toraja Arts, Rituals, and Society in Indonesia was attended by foreign partners ranging from academics, researchers, cultural observers, historians, foreign diplomatic corps, to business actors. Consul General of Indonesia in San Francisco, Prasetyo Hadi, in his remarks stated that Indonesia has a very large cultural and heritage diversity and becomes an important asset to strengthen tourism attractiveness for foreign tourists. The promotional activity was also attended by Kathleen M. Adams, Ph.D., a world anthropologist from the USA, who is also Professor Emeritus from Loyola University of Chicago and University of London. He also studied Toraja customs and culture and lived for many years in Tanah Toraja in early 1980s. He expressed his interest in Toraja culture, especially the variation of the traditional tongkonan houses, which have been included in the UNESCO World Cultural Heritage List. He also expressed interest in Toraja megalithic cultural life, which has been preserved to this day, such as farming, stone pulling ceremonies, the walking corpse, and Maknene ritual as a form of respect for Toraja's ancestors. Council for Sociocultural Information Mahmudin Nur Al-Ghazali said that the Toraja promotion was a series of thematic cultural and tourism diplomacy programs that have been running since 2022. He added the Indonesian Consulate General in San Francisco continues to initiate various promotional programs on an ongoing basis. Previously, the Indonesian Consulate General in San Francisco held several promotional events such as Wayang Golek, Gamelan, and Pasundan Culinary, as well as Wayang Kulit and Javanese Theatrical Arts. The Indonesian Consulate General in San Francisco said that it is important to keep involving various foreign experts and people who are interested in Indonesian culture from both the U.S. and foreign residents to further add to the articulation of arts and appeal to Indonesian culture.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history on 4th May with the event about International Firefighters Day. Every May, 4th is commemorated as World Fighters Day. This day is set to honor the services of firefighters, particularly those who become victims in the extinguishing process. This commemoration reflects the year 1999 when 5 firefighters were killed in a great effort to extinguish forest fires in Australia. At the time, the wind direction suddenly changed and swallowed them up in flames. Firefighters' services are invaluable. They have an important role in helping everyone put out the fire. World Firefighters Day is expected to be a good moment to appreciate the services of firefighters. We move to the next event in 1979 when Margaret Thatcher became British Prime Minister. On 4th May 1979, Margaret Thatcher was officially sworn in as British Prime Minister. This inauguration made her the first woman to assume the position of British Prime Minister. She was the British Prime Minister with the longest tenure of 20th century, from 1979 until 1990. As Prime Minister, she implemented conservative policies known as Thatcherism. We end today in history with the event in 1998 when the increase in fuel prices triggered demonstrations in various regions in Indonesia. On May 4, 1998, Second President Suharto followed the advice of the International Monetary Fund to cut energy subsidies. The option taken at the time was to increase the price of fuel from 700 rupiah per liter to 1200 rupiah per liter. This policy sparked student protests in a number of regions. The students staged demonstrations in various parts of Indonesia. During the demonstration on 12 May, 4 students were shot dead. This incident sparked major riots in Jakarta, Solo, and several other big cities for 3 days from 13th until 15th May. The May riots led to the resignation of President Suharto on 21st May 1998. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Tapi sempurnanya percuma senyumku dengan dia. Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency BMKG is ready to mobilize all resources to support the successful holding of the 2023 Asian Summit. Head of BMKG, Dwi Korita Karnawati in Jakarta on Sunday said after the 17 G20 Summit, MotoGP Mandalika and F1 Powerboat, this time, BMKG will also contribute to the 42nd Asian Summit 2023. Therefore, she also remarked that preparation continued to be made so that the event runs well, smoothly and successfully. She further said that a number of plans had been prepared to support the success of the 2023 Asian Summit. The BMKG continuously updates weather, climate and earthquake information at all event locations. To support this, Dwi Korita re-emphasized that her side will also place a number of equipment to monitor and detect early potential earthquakes and tsunamis, as well as early warning system for potential forest and land fires, extreme weather, extreme waves, and potential tsunamis around the Asian Summit area. She added, in particular, the agency has also provided strategic weather information to support the transportation safety of Asian heads of states and all states delegation present in Indonesia. Apart from that, according to Dwi Korita, her agency also alerted 14 BMKG stations throughout East Nusa Tenggara province, supported by systems from the center and 190 BMKG stations equipped with 40 radars spread across Indonesia. With them, the data and information generated will be faster, more precise and accurate. Dwi Korita also explained that the BMKG, along with other institutions such as the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, the National Research and Innovation Agency, Armed Forces, National Police, and the local government, also prepares an emergency response plan in the event of a natural disaster, such as an earthquake and tsunami. She also emphasized that Labuan Bajo is a tsunami-prone area, while the location for the Asian Summit is on the seafront and close to waters.
Kata yang yang sempurna tak sebaik yang ku kira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Bagaimana dengan aku terlanjur mencintaimu yang datang. Terfikirkan olehmu, hatiku hancur karenamu, tanpa sedikit alasan pergi tanpa berpamitan. Takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Selamanya sejak awal tak ku yakin. Tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang ku kira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Pasir Padi Beach. If you travel to Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung Islands province, you have to visit Pasir Padi Beach. This beach is one of the main tourism attractions in Pangkal Pinang and it is located in Temberan Village, about 8 kilometers from the center of Pangkal Pinang City. Pasir Padi Beach has a coastline with 2 kilometers of white sand. The uniqueness of Pasir Padi Beach is its sloping beach structure and dense sand contours that this beach is comfortable for walking and can also be traversed by motor vehicles. This beach also has a very wide stretch of sand. Even during the low tide season, the beach area can be doubled. So, part of the beach area is used as a track for a trail motorbike race or grass track. If you want to visit Pasir Padi Beach, you only pay for the vehicle, which is 2,000 rupiah for motorbikes and 4,000 rupiah for cars. The beach has calm waves and clear sea water. Playing in the water up to the seaside is a fun activity to do here. For those of you who want to swim, it is relatively safer because the beach has been fenced off by stones to resist the waves. When the seawater recedes, you can see reddish coral reefs around the beach. The view of these rocks is one of the characteristics and attractions for tourists. On this beach, you can also see tankers belonging to tin mining companies in the high seas. In the tourism area of Pasir Padi Beach, you can also play kites, beach volleyball, soccer, motocross, and you also enjoy its natural beauty. In the tourism area of Pasir Padi Beach, there are supporting facilities such as resort hotels, restaurants, souvenir places, children's playgrounds, outbound and agility, as well as water sport games. In addition, along the coast, there are restaurants that provide seafood such as fish, crabs, squid, shellfish, and others at relatively low prices. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Saat hatimu terluka, aku yang jadi obatnya.
Listeners, thank you. You are still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener, the Regional National Craft Council, or Dekranasda of East Nusa Tenggara, prepared West Manggarai woven shirts for 11 Asian heads of state to wear at the 42nd Asian Summit in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. Head of the Council, Yuli Sutrisno Laiskodat in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, stated that he had prepared and sent the woven clothes to the State Palace. This woven fabric is from micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, in Lembor District. According to Julie, President Joko Widodo has determined a certain color for the heads of state to wear it. The West Manggarai woven fabric, which will be used by the 11 Asian heads of state and the Asian Secretary General, is the motif of Manuk Ai, or Chicken Ai. President Joko Widodo directly chose the color and model of the woven fabric. Furthermore, the Ntt Provincial Council prepared a shawl to be used by the spouses of the heads of state or the first lady in the spouse program. The color and model of the used shawl were chosen by the first lady, Iriana Joko Widodo. As directed by President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana, the woven fabric that will be used later is made of some materials. As chair of the Ntt Provincial Council, Julie also expressed pride that the typical woven products of Ntt, especially West Manggarai, are prepared to be worn by heads of state and spouses on one of the activity days. He wants the use of woven products to become an arena for promoting woven intellectual property, which has historical and cultural values that deserve being appreciated from all parties. Thus, the people of West Manggarai can be proud when heads of state wear woven shirts with the Manuk Ai motif. That's Michelani.
Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Aku kalah, cinta ini pahit dan harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus ku lalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. Coming up next is a song by Lingua. Lingua is a vocal group formed in 1996. The members are Franz Mohede, Amara, and Ari Widiawan. Lingua gained their fame after releasing their debut single When I Remember, released in 1996. Their first album tells more about universal love with a friendship and spirituality perspective. There is no exception in the song When I Remember. This song, composed by Yofi Widianto, tells about the uncertainty in the relationship of someone who expects to be loved just like promised by their partner. Well, listener, here is Lingua with When I Remember.
Bila ku ingat senyum manismu, takkan habis waktu melamun.
Bila
ku ingat canda tawamu. Takkan habis waktu berangan.
Ingin ku miliki hari selamanya berdua denganmu selamanya.
Bukan hanya antaranya
kelamaan.
Bila ku ingat janji manismu, ku tunggu sampai malam meninggalkanku.
Waktu melamu.
Bila ku ingat canda tawamu, takkan habis waktu berangan.
Ingin ku miliki hari selamanya berdua denganmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Apabila tersayang jatuh di pangkuan, tiada keinginan hatiku menyayang selain dirimu. Apabila tercinta akan ku berikan padamu seorang semampu diriku. Selama bersama akan hanya tanda cinta. Semenjak bersama takkan ada hasrat hilangkan cinta yang telah ada untuk selamanya. Coba sanggupi untuk ku memberi mimpi yang terindah. Selama bersama tiada hendakku berpisah. Oh, selagi bersama hanya
saling mencinta untuk selamanya.
Indonesia.
Our listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.
Thank you.